Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This episode is Day 19 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today we're looking at how to remember your day of salvation with continual gratefulness. Do you remember your day of salvation? Has it become a faded memory, or does it seem like just yesterday? In reflecting on the power of the gospel, we can find many reasons to be grateful. Today, I want to look specifically at the day God saved us. Some of us have dramatic conversion stories, and I love hearing about those times when God rescues someone from addictions or lives of crime or absolute misery. During a 3-month tour in India, I met a man named Elijah. I've changed his name, but he grew up fated to become a Hindu guru, the same as his father, his grandfather, and many generations before him. It was his destiny, but he felt anxious about it. It seemed pointless to him, but he couldn't really articulate why. Over time, his despondency increased to the point where he determined to commit suicide. He planned to step in front of a freight train one evening. On the way, a bright star appeared in the sky. He couldn't take his eyes off of it. It seemed to point to a house, so he followed the path. He eventually arrived at the home of some missionaries he knew lived in the area, but he had never met them before this day. When they opened the door, he explained his quandary and asked them for help. They shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he immediately responded with gratefulness. His life changed overnight. When he told his family, they immediately threatened to kill him, so he moved out of the area. When I met Elijah, he beamed with joy, though he was now living in relative poverty. I also love the story of Bilquis Sheikh in her miraculous salvation story she shares in the book, I Dared to Call Him Father. She grew up a Muslim until Jesus revealed himself to her through a dream, which led to her salvation and her expulsion from her family. Perhaps your story feels less dramatic. Maybe the consequences didn't require you to lose your earthly family. It doesn't matter. Your story is just as dramatic. Let's explain why. John Newton traded slaves for a living, and he eventually gained the reputation of a harsh man and an unrepentant sinner. His salvation story provides the perfect illustration of God's amazing grace, and you may know John Newton as the man who wrote that hymn. He is quoted as saying, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner, and that Christ is a great Savior." So what's so amazing about grace? Those of us with dramatic salvation stories find it easier to believe this, but if you grew up in the church, always hearing the gospel, it may not seem quite so amazing. So I'm going to share 5 things to remember about our salvation that are truly amazing. Number 1, salvation is a gift. We didn't earn or deserve salvation. By definition, a gift is something given without the expectation of reciprocity. I commented to my brother one year that we couldn't afford to exchange Christmas gifts, and his immediate response to me surprised me. He said, "It's not about the gifts." In the same way, we can't repay God for his love. He freely gave us salvation as a gift. Ephesians 2, Paul says, "For it is by grace you've been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Second reason to be thankful for our salvation. Salvation given was given while we were still sinners. God searches the earth to find anyone who's perfectly righteous, and he finds no one except for Jesus. As Paul said to the Romans, "But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." A third reason that salvation is amazing is that God chose us, period. We contributed absolutely nothing. Paul told Titus, he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. Number 4, we were dead in our sins. In case you're confused, Paul reminds us over and over and over that we were dead in our sins, but we are now alive in Christ. We didn't contribute anything. God chose us before we could ever do anything. Remember, salvation is a gift. That's pretty amazing. Number 5, we all deserve death and eternal punishment. Paul clearly taught that the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's in Romans 6. So how does all this lead to gratefulness? Remembering our salvation keeps us humble. If we receive salvation as a gift, we will remain grateful and understand we can never repay it. May we not become like the unforgiving debtor that Jesus described in Matthew 18. This man faced a debt far beyond his means, so he begged for forgiveness from the king. Upon release, he found a fellow servant who owed him a much lesser debt and demanded repayment. When the king heard about the unforgiving servant, he became furious and sent him to prison for his lack of mercy. Here's your challenge. Write down your salvation story in your journal and take a few minutes to thank God for rescuing you. If you feel so inspired, write a song, a poem, or sing a song that reminds you of the amazing truth of God's grace. Let's pray. Lord, I remember the day my heart leapt when I heard the good news of your free gift of salvation. I wanted it so badly. Forgive me the days I take this gift for granted, and may I remain constantly and eternally grateful for this gift of eternal life. I don't understand why you chose me, Lord, but I'm so thankful you did. I pray you keep teaching me to be grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.